Democratic hopefuls have made attempts to reach out to Spanish-speaking communities, but voters in northern Nevada say candidates are not doing enough to reach them before the caucus. KUNR's Andrew Mendez reports.
La historia de Bernie Sanders.
Y esa persona es Amy Klobuchar.
Elizabeth Warren lucha por la gente trabajadora.
Siendo americano, rico y blanco, Tom Steyer sabe.
Mike Bloomberg para presidente.
In the past few weeks, most of the candidates have boosted their efforts to reach Latinx voters by dropping campaign ads in Spanish ahead of Nevada's caucus.
Nevada is going to be the first time in this primary caucus where a significant population of Latino voters will be able to make their voices heard.
That's Danny Turkle, a spokesman for Voto Latino, a national group dedicated to the Latinx vote. He says campaigns should have started outreach efforts a long time ago.
You know, putting an ad into Spanish is not the end-all be-all of contacting the Latinx community and mobilizing them to get out and vote.
According to the latest census, Latinos make up almost one-third of Nevada's population, which is why presidential hopeful Tom Steyer made sure he met with multiple Latinx business owners on a recent campaign swing. One of his stops was Marichuy's, a Mexican restaurant in the heart of Reno's Midtown District, known for its potent margaritas.
Yes, and so, you know, there is, so from my standpoint, part of it is about growth, but a lot of it is also about who gets the benefit.
Steyer is chatting with Jesus Gutierrez, a.k.a. Chuy. He's the owner of the restaurant and opens up his establishment for political candidates because he wants the Latinx community to be educated coming into the caucus.
That's what we want right now. Let them look, get informed, and make the right vote.
Gutierrez says despite trying to stay on top of all the candidates and policies, he isn't sure who is being genuine in supporting the Latinx community.
In politics, they all have an interest now. Right now, we don't know who cares for our people.
For voters like Gladys Murillo, she wants candidates to be intentional with talking about issues that personally affect her as a Latina. Murillo recently attended a Joe Biden rally in Sparks and says she wished he had touched on immigration because her family is scared right now.
You know, I have family being worried about other family members because of the exact same reason of not being documented. And there's also family in Mexico that would wish to come here, but they obviously can't. And so I feel like something could be done about this.
While Murillo is most concerned about immigration, Danny Turkle with Voto Latino says this community is paying close attention to many issues, including healthcare, education, and the economy, but they don't have enough opportunities to engage.
We want to see candidates truly reach out to our community with a high level of cultural competency instead of, you know, in a debate, throwing in a couple phrases in heavily broken Spanish just to check off that box. Like, okay, so I said something in Spanish. I've got the Latino vote. That's not really how it works.
He says candidates need Latinx representation in all levels of their campaigns in order to have effective grassroots outreach and avoid stereotypes within their messaging.
The Latinx community in this country has always kind of been treated as a second-class community. We would love to see our community addressed in a way that, you know, dignifies and acknowledges us as Americans.
According to the Pew Research Center, Latinos make up the second-largest voting bloc for the 2020 election. For KUNR News, I'm Andrew Mendez with Noticiero Móvil.